everybody. Portia Wilkins here. Wanted to do a quick midwife moment. I am studying the book of Matthew today. So I wanted to share a little bit about just some takeaways that I got within that book. So hello, welcome everybody. Hey, Tasha. How's my nephew? I can't wait to meet him. Tasha does my braids, y'all. Love her. Awesome. We're going to get started. I'm going to give people a couple minutes to jump on. If you saw the title, it says, after the test is the launch. Mm-hmm. After the test is the launch. If you missed my live that I did this week, I think, was it yesterday or day before? I had another midwife moment, and it was for singles. So it was single and set apart, and I talked about the fine line between self-help and the satanic. Mm-hmm. And my journey with that, my journey with self-help, my journey with it, and how it led me into the things that were satanic, that pleased Satan more so than they did God. Because yes, I'm a midwife now. Yes, I'm praising God, teaching the word, you know, prophesying, married, doing all of that. But before I was a midwife, I was a mistress. And I shared part of that testimony, well, actually a lot of that testimony in my book, You're Not Infertile, You're Just Not In Time. And let's go ahead and plug it right now. Boom, boom. My camera's backwards, so you can't really tell, but there it is. In regards to my supernatural pregnancy testimony, the Lord led me to share that particular part of my testimony for single women, especially today. It's a lot going on right now in regards to just access that people are getting with social media and what you expose to and comparing yourself and all of those things and how you can really get caught up. And so I talked about how my journey with self-help, I believe, contributed to those things. And so I did that video. You can go to midwifemoments.com to watch the replay on that. But today I was doing a quick study, reading the book of Matthew. The Lord has just led me to just read through the whole book again. But as I was reading today on chapter 4, where Jesus was tempted by the devil in chapter 4, I got 4 points of revelation on that. And I wanted to share that with you all here today. And so in Matthew chapter 4, it's the whole chapter, not the whole chapter, but verses 1 through 11. So it talks about that in verse 3, when Jesus was out, in verse 3, it says, the tempter came and said to him, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. And then it says, but Jesus replied to Satan. Satan shows up. Let me tempt you. All right. If you are who you say you are, if you really qualified, if you really have the credentials, if you really are about that life, go ahead and perform this for me. Like he's just some kind of circus animal or something that he could just command to do what he wants him to do. And Jesus is like, nah, player, that's not how it's going to go down. He says to him, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. So boom, tempt number one. Then the Bible says the devil took him into the holy city of Jerusalem and placed him on the pinnacle, the highest point, okay, of the temple. And when he said to him mockingly, the devil says to Jesus mockingly, if you are the Son of God, won't you go ahead and throw yourself down? This is the devil talking, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to serve, care, and protect and watch over you. And they will lift you up on their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Now, this is the devil using the Bible to tempt Jesus. And so Jesus said to him, on the other hand, it is written and forever remains written, you shall not test the Lord your God. That was the second one. Third one, the devil took him up on a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory and the splendor and the magnificence and the excellence of them. And he says to Jesus, all these things I will give you if you fall down and worship me. Showing him all the stuff. Jesus said to him, will you leave me alone? You really getting on my nerves. Like I'm about tired of you right now. Go away, Satan, for it is written and forever remains written. You shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Then the devil left him and angels came and ministered to Jesus, bringing him food and serving him. And then after that, Jesus begins his ministry. So again, that's Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. And the takeaways that the Lord gave me on those is, number one, the devil is persistent, kept showing up. Oh, try this, try that, try this. Okay, that didn't work. Let me try this. That didn't. Okay, let me go ahead. He has some reserves in his tank for temptation. Okay. Number two. So the first thing is the devil is persistent. The second thing that taught me is that the devil knows the Bible. The devil knows the Bible well enough to where he can pervert the word of God. He can pervert the Bible and use it against you. He can make something as close to what is right to where the untrained ear and maybe the broken heart or the unsure heart and the unclear mind can hear that word, that scripture being quoted and think, oh, he know the Bible. So maybe I should do what he's saying. Maybe he is legit. Maybe this is a legit pastor I can submit to. Maybe this is a legit leader that I can follow. Because they quote scripture, right? They know the Bible. So yeah, they know God. Knowing the Bible does not mean you know God. Because the Bible says the devil quoted the Bible. So if he can quote it, that means that anybody representing him or who serves him silently can also quote it in an attempt to pervert, in an attempt to manipulate and control, in an attempt to literally destroy your life. So what that the next thing it tells me. So that was point number two. The devil knows the Bible in order to pervert it. The number three, this tells me that the devil has access to wealth in the world. He has access to wealth in the world. Remember, he took Jesus on a high mountain and said, I will give you all of the kingdoms of the world if you just bow down and worship me. He has access to wealth. So if the devil has access to wealth and the ability to offer wealth to Jesus, then he also has the ability to offer wealth to me and you, to the people of this world. What that tells you and me is that there are a lot of people in this world who look blessed, but they are not blessed by God. Satan rewards his demons too. He rewards those who serve him too. Remember, they operate off of law. They operate off of principles. Principles are laws. Laws are not subject to emotion or condition. It doesn't matter how you feel about gravity. If you jump, you're going to hit the ground. Simple as that. Okay? So the law is what the law is. And if you practice the principles, you will be able to participate in the promise. But is whose principles, the root of those principles, whose principles are you practicing? Whoever's principles you practice will show you whose promises you're going to receive and what type of promises that you're going to receive. So the devil has access to wealth and the ability to offer it to other people. We see that all right now, all the time, like in Hollywood and stuff, people selling their soul. I sold my soul for the devil. When they say that, like, that's what that means, because the devil offered them something and they received it and they took covenant with him. The fourth thing that Matthew chapter 4 verses 1 through 11 tells me is that Jesus is grounded in the word. The Bible tells us to study to show thine self approved. There's a reason, like he didn't tell you that just because he wants you to just read it. He tells you that because the enemy knows it too. Remember, before Lucifer was cast out, he was on God's side. He was there. He saw all that was taking place and was a part of it. And then he got kicked out. So he knows the word, and he will use the word to manipulate you. He will use the word of God to destroy your life. If, and that's why the Bible tells us our people perish. It's Hosea 4. We perish for a lack of knowledge. That knowledge, he's not talking about worldly knowledge. He's not talking about, you know, your school. He's not talking about that. He's talking about the word of God. We perish because of a lack of knowledge of what the word of God says. And so now the devil now has an opportunity to come in and destroy your life, because he quoting a scripture. He's making you believe that, man, I know it too, so you need to follow me. And that's just not the case. And so Jesus is grounded in the word, which means we need to be grounded in it as well. And so after the test, Jesus begins his ministry. And that's the message for you today. After your tests, after your three faith, because there's three times he was tested. There's my takeaways, but let me count the number of times he was tested. The tempter came. There's one. Took him to the holy city. Tested him again. There's two. And then we got the high mountain. There's three. Yeah, three times. Boom. So he tested him three times until Jesus told him, man, bro, leave me alone. Like, I'm done. I ain't got time for all this. So after you pass your three tests, after you get through your three seasons of temptations, after you cross your mountains of the drama, then you can launch a faith. And this is Dr. Miles Morales quoted, a faith that has not been tested cannot be trusted. A faith that has not been tested cannot be trusted. And that scripture, this whole context here, this whole text backs that up. You must be tested first before you can be trusted to launch. If Jesus had to be tested before he launched his ministry, you must be tested as well. If Jesus had to be tested before he launched, you also must be tested in your singleness before you become a wife. If Jesus had to go through three tests, you also are going to need to be tested and will be tested by the devil before you're able to step into your millionaire season. You also are going to have to pass the test before you become a parent. You also are going to have to pass the test before you get accepted into that university. You are going to have to pass the test. Now, if you notice, throughout this time, while Jesus is going through his Damascus journey in the desert, wandering around, when he's tempted by the devil, if you notice, God is nowhere to be found. Nowhere in the Bible does it say that God showed up and knock Satan out to get him away from Jesus. No, it's your test. The teacher is always silent during the test. So if you're in a season where you feel, man, I'm getting hit from every angle. I don't know why. I don't know what's going on. Lord, where are you? Jesus is like, listen, I'm not showing up until it's time to launch. Yeah, when it's time to launch, then I'm going to show up again and carry you on to that next level. But before you launch, you got to pass the test. But before the test showed up, you had some teaching. There's teaching, testing, then launching. Before the test, now I did some teaching. I took some time out to show you where you were doing wrong. I convicted you in your heart about the sin that you were in, the iniquity that you were in, the smoking, the drinking, the fornication, the adultery, the perversion, your late night sessions on Pornhub, the lying, The manipulating. Come on, somebody. The raping, the molesting. I came to you and I did some teaching. I did some work on your heart. I convicted you. I showed you where you were wrong. I told you don't do that. And I sent you examples to show you what right looks like, because I knew you didn't have an example growing up. So I sent you some examples to show you what right is, so that now you can choose which way you want to go. So I sent you those tests. I did that teaching. I did some prepping for you. Because before there is the exam, because what Jesus experienced with the devil was the exam. That was the big test. But before the big exam, there's always some what they call the little mini tests that they give you. I forget the term, because I ain't been in school in such a long time. But there's quizzes. There's quizzes before the exam. And the quizzes take place during the teaching. So there's teaching quizzes. Little quizzes are little small tests with just maybe 5 questions. Pop quiz. Yes, thank you. Pop quizzes. Yes. There's some pop quizzes that show up while I'm teaching, just to make sure that what I taught you last week, Monday through Friday, come next Monday, there's a pop quiz. And the thing about a pop quiz is not announced. It's not on schedule. It's not on the calendar. You don't know when it's coming. So during the teaching, there's pop quizzes just to make sure you are retaining what's being taught, just to make sure you're paying attention, that you're taking it seriously, that you really want what you said you wanted, that you really want to be a good husband, that you really want to be a wife, that you're really tired of slanging in the streets, that you're really tired of sliding everybody DM, that you're really tired of exchanging your body for a bag. You have sex with all these men because he pay your rent, because he buy you shoes, because he bought you a purse. And the world is telling you got to get something for your service, something for your time. Don't just give it up for nothing. Looking silly, you're depressed. You didn't open yourself up to all manners of stuff, including STDs. Now you're running around here murdering babies with abortions because you didn't got caught up with something from somebody who you didn't even know, because he was cute and he offered you a bag or some money or whatever. I sent you some pop quizzes along the way. Mini tests, just to see if you were serious about what you said. So first, God is going to teach you. He's going to send teachers your way. Maybe that teacher shows up in the way of an Instagram live where there's a midwife who decided to go live just randomly one day, and now she's teaching you about being taught before the launch. Or maybe it's a family member that you haven't talked to in a while, or that random stranger in the line at the grocery store who says something or does something that resonates with your spirit. And man, I think that was for me. We've all had those, man, I think that's for me moments. So first God is going to teach you. Then he's going to give you pop quizzes, mini tests, to make sure you are ready for the big exam. Because when the devil shows up for the big exam, he's not coming to play. He's not coming to be nice. He's not coming to offer kindness and favor and grace and mercy and love and da 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 da. He's not going to, what he's going to do is he's going to throw a monkey wrench in your plans. What he's going to do, he's going to give you a detour. He's going to give you some information that seems right. It's, man, I thought I was, why did that dude steal all my money? I thought God said I was supposed to do it. Now it felt good. We was in the meeting, we prayed, we quoted scripture together and everything, man. I thought, man, he was legit. Like, how did I get played? How did he steal all my money? I thought God was there. Then come to find out, dude took everything and run. The reason why, that was a pop quiz. What the dude was, he was close to right. And man, this is the trick of the enemy, to be so close to right that you don't even know it's wrong. to be so close to good that you don't even realize it's not God. The Bible tells, the devil quoted scripture to Jesus. He quoted scripture to Jesus himself. The Messiah. If the devil is using the Bible to try to trick the Messiah, what do you think he's going to try to do to us? He's not going to hold back. He's not going to show mercy. That's not in his nature. That's not who he is. He is designed to steal, kill, and destroy by any means necessary. But just like Jesus, we too need to know the word. So that when people show up in our lives, when the devil is, because the devil uses people to do things, a spirit is illegal without a body. So when the devil uses people to show up in our lives, to mess up our lives, we can test the spirit. We're like, something ain't right with this one. I got a feeling. I don't really know what it is, but something ain't right. I had a dream last night, and I'm a dreamer. God just, I mean, he just goes in on me in my dreams. I have so many dreams. But I had a dream last night that I was going to get my hair done. And after I got my hair done, all of that, I had a private driver drop me off at the salon. Why I didn't drive my car, I don't know. But I had a private driver drop me off at the hair salon. So got my hair done, all of that. And I was sitting there like, dang, how am I going to get home? And then I opened up my phone to use Uber. But I was like, no, I don't want to use Uber. Because I don't want them to know where I live. They're going to have to drop me off back at home. And I felt that. But then I looked through the app anyway to find a driver. And the driver that popped up, you know, they can leave reviews and stuff. There's reviews of all the drivers on Uber. The driver popped up, but it was highlighted in red, like a warning. And there were comments in there about how he was raping people and hurting people and, you know, kidnapping people. And I'm like, why is this dude still on the app if he's doing all of these things? Like, this is crazy. And so they just confirmed for me, like, no, you're not gonna take an Uber to get home. And then I woke up. So I don't even know how I made it home, if I made it home, whatever. But it was a warning in there where, like, using Uber isn't a bad thing. But had I not paid attention to the warning sign and I went ahead and booked this ride with this dude where it's like, it's obvious he's not right, who knows what could have happened to me? There's warning signs along the way. Just because something seems right doesn't mean you need to take a ride with it. Doesn't mean you need to receive it. You need to engage with it. You got to make sure, even though it's good, good isn't enough. You need to confirm if it is God. Is that good thing a God thing? And I believe that the Lord has led me to share this message because some of you are in a launching season right now. You're getting ready to walk into your launching season. You've had your pop quizzes that you passed. You had your big exam, your big test, where the enemy came and tempted and tore up and you still pushed through. And so now you're in a season of launching. And the Lord wants me to tell you today that during this season of launching, you need to take note of everything. Everything that every person brings to the table, every encounter you have, every conversation you have, you cannot take those conversations, connections, and encounters lightly. You have to do your due diligence on everything to ensure that you're not being played, that you're not being manipulated, and you need to make sure that it's God, even though not just good. It needs to be good because it's God. Not good and almost God, because it sounds the same. It needs to be all the way God. Don't compromise. Don't compromise. Don't compromise. Don't compromise. If you feel in your spirit something isn't right, or something needs to be different, do not ignore it. Do not ignore it, because once you launch, there's another level, another realm you're going to enter into. And so everything that you've gone through and that you're dealing with right now is the foundation for the preparation of the launch. You think about a rocket. Before it takes off the ground, 80% of the energy of that rocket is used just to get it off the ground. Before the rocket is even placed in the rocket home, the rocket launch pad, before the rocket is even placed there to be launched, there are excessive and extensive tests that are ran to ensure that every button that is pressed, that it does what it's supposed to do. There are I's dotted, there are T's crossed, there are so many, there's troubleshooting. There's a lot of work that goes into it before it even reaches the launching pad. And once it gets on that pad and they press the button for it to take off, it uses 80% of the energy just to gear it up, to get it off the ground. And once it gets the ground and it takes off, it gets to a certain place after the launch where it then releases. Because in order for it to go into outer space like it's supposed to, it has to release some dead weight first. So these tests that are coming your way, or that have come your way, is to prepare you for the launch, so that you know, come on somebody, what dead weight to release. You will not be able to get to that next level that you are desiring to get to if you skip this process. If you skip the test and you just launch, you're not going to take off. You're going to hit the ground. Whether it's a business, whether it's a ministry, whether it's a marriage, whether it's a new degree you want to pursue, a new career you want to enter into, if you skip the process and you launch without doing the due diligence first, without passing the test and ensuring that everything is good, you will lose. So now that your rocket ship is in the air, instead of exploding mid-air because you didn't do the proper testing, you now know what dead weight to release. So I want to encourage each and every one of you today. Matter of fact, I want to declare over your life that the Lord will place into each and every one of you a rocket mentality. Not an airplane mentality, but a rocket mentality. Airplanes carry everybody and their baggage. Rockets, that's why airplanes can only fly so high, because they're carrying people in their baggage. Rockets, however, once they get to that a certain realm, in order to kick it up a notch, they have to release the dead weight in order to get there. And so I decree and declare a spirit of launching upon you. The Lord wants to launch you. He wants to take you into that new era, that new season, and he's going to reveal to you the dead weight that you need to release in order to get to that next place. And so I just pray that the Lord blesses you with the discernment that is necessary so that you can pass the test, so that you can lay the proper foundation, so that you have the energy to exert to get that rocket, that launch, that business, that marriage, that vision, that degree off of the ground, and that when you get there, that you are able to reach the heights that your heart desires, that you don't have to abort the mission, that you don't have any complications along the journey, that it's a smooth ride, that you're able to float in the air and have gravity work on your side, so that now you can really receive the promise that you have been praying for, that you have labored for, that you have done the work for, that you have sacrificed for. It's available to you. It's available to you. This is your launching season. This is your launching season. This is what the Lord is telling me. This is your launching season. Congratulations in advance. Congratulations in advance. Take every note, dot every I, cross every T, because when you take off, this time, This one will be the one to take you to that next level that you have been praying for. A launch mentality, a launch mindset. There's a certain spirit that comes with a launcher. There's a certain spirit that rests on a launcher. There's power in that. There's power in a launch. There's clarity of vision in a launch. And guess what? There's peace in the launch. There's only a few people that flies on the rocket ship. It's a bunch of people that fit on a plane. Hundreds of people. Sometimes over 200, 300 people can go fit on an airplane. But a rocket, it's only a few. And it's peaceful. Because everybody that rides that rocket up has been qualified to do so. My God, my God, my God. Bless the Lord on today. If this message resonated with you, if you found it to be a blessing to you, make sure you connect midwifemoments.com. I do videos and teachings whenever the Lord leads me to. So just go to the website and get connected. Subscribe there as well. Also on my YouTube channel. But share this video with somebody. Be a blessing. I'm going to put this on YouTube as well so you guys can watch it and share it there. And then in your Bible study today, go ahead and read Matthew chapter 4. Verses 1 through 11, and then let the Lord minister to you. And I pray that he does, and I know that he will. All right, y'all. God bless you. God bless your family, and God most certainly bless your dreams. Goodbye, everybody.